Blog Talk Radio.
I do what I do all day on the radio, right? I need everybody to understand that I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. I got a great show lined up for you guys. I see everybody has made it to hump day, and it hadn't been easy. It's been a tough week. But guess what? Guess what? It's tough because you should be able to handle it. It's about time for us to actually jump right into a great show on Dollhouse Radio once again. Hey, the summer's almost here. The weather's getting prettier, right? I need everybody to go and add us on Facebook. Okay, I'm talking about a lot of interesting stuff on there. Add us on Facebook. I'm sharing a lot of interesting facts and a lot of interesting things that people feel are facts or what they feel to be true when it comes to relationships. I'll be back fast so you can say cat in the hat with the relationship truth, Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. And guess what? We're going to jump right into the relationship. That's how we do it. All day.
All day, nigga.
Dollhouse Radio.
All day, nigga. How long you niggas bop? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga, shopping for the winner and the checkmate, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money unless you got 8 figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the 10, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say. You a Rick Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab on my Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch of the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shower. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the flight. Like back. I'm up right now, stupid niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now.
24/7, 365 days, day by getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
Put it out there, right? And this was a relationship truth post that I sent out. You know what? It got quite a bit of response. Check it out. This relationship truth. Wanting your ex to feel the same pain that you feel they have caused you is a selfish reaction that many of us need to overcome. I'm going to say it again. I said, wanting your ex to feel the same pain that you feel they have caused you, the selfish reaction that many of us need to overcome. I'm going to let that marinate for a second. Everybody that's on Facebook, everybody that's on Twitter, y'all hit me up. What y'all think about that post? So that's a selfish reaction. I see you. But let me show you. Let me tell you. Here's the reason why they felt like, why this one got so much, why I got so much feedback on this one is because many of us feel like if a person hurts me, then they deserve to be hurt. Why is that? Why do people feel like that just because someone hurts your feeling, they deserve to be hurt as well? That's what I'd like to know. What do you think? It's cool. And a lot of them were saying that they feel like that's the case because guess what? They feel like, what goes around comes around. I'm like, okay, that's true. That's the way the universe works or what have you. They feel like that person don't deserve to find happiness if they took yours away. These are some responses that I actually got. But, I mean, I want everybody to understand this. I want everybody to understand that when you wish ill will towards anyone, when you wish ill will towards them, it's almost as if it's going to happen to you. Whatever you, I mean, that's what makes it difficult for us to find someone that we really care about, that loves us, and that we're ready to settle down with afterwards. It'd be hard for us to really get over that person, you know. When you see that person in public, that, I mean, it just makes your blood boil. Because you haven't gotten over this person, right? And you feel some type of way every single time. And this is a problem, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to it's really just being... That's being a person that's not selfish. I think that's very selfish of you. Okay. I got somebody on Facebook. They saying they don't feel like it's selfish, but they feel, she says, I feel like it's unnecessary. I don't feel like it's selfish. I feel like it's just unnecessary. When you spend too much time focusing on the person that hurt you or focusing on what they're doing, it really hinders you. Okay, that's exactly, so I'm basically reading. So she feel me. So she says unnecessary and not selfish. But I'm going to tell you why I say it's selfish. Reason why it's selfish is because who are you to feel that just because a person didn't either act the way you felt they should act or treat you the way you felt you should be treated, who are you to feel that they shouldn't be happy finding someone else? That's what I mean by selfish. It's both, as a matter of fact, selfish and unnecessary. A lot of people feel it's necessary, though. So why can it talk? Why are we speaking about this particular relationship truth? Well, the reason why, because it ties right into the topic at hand. Happier without you. Happier without you. How many of you have ever been in a relationship? We're going to talk about it from two perspectives. When the person that you're with moves on and become happier without you, how does that make you feel? Right? If the person that you're with, the person that you are with, yeah, they find happiness and they move on, or they find another person and they're happier without you. That's one perspective. The second perspective is going to be when you move on and you're happier without that person, what are some of the reactions that you get? Are they the same? So that's the kind of reason why we want to talk about this. So let's talk about happier without you as it pertains to the person that you used to date that either broke your heart or that you decided it was over. They move on and they're happier without you. How does that make you feel? Let's talk about it. How does it make you feel to know that there is another woman, and I'm speaking to the ladies right now, that really makes this guy happier? Fellas, how do you feel to know that there's another guy that picked up where you fell short? Bam. A guy that can put it down in areas that you can't. Hey, we gotta keep it real. We gotta be open. We gotta be honest. We gotta have these type of different conversations. We gotta do that. I put out another post that says something about unconditional love don't exist, right? And I got a lot of pushback saying that, you know what, they didn't believe it. They said that unconditional love is just you loving a person regardless of what. And I just said, well, you know what? You know, we don't love people regardless of what. In order for me to love you and be around you, you got to be doing something favorable for me. If we're at the point where you stop doing something favorable, if we're at the point where we see no benefit by ourselves as it pertains to being with you, we naturally start gravitating towards new people. You know, we start gravitating towards new people. We break up with people and move on to others, right? But we very seldom say, you know, know what? This guy Kenny, he's not benefiting me in any way. He doesn't love me the way I want to be loved. Every time I talk to him, it's like it goes in one ear and out the other. I have to talk to him about the same thing. There are other guys that are interested in me who look way better than Kenny, who has a better job than Kenny. I can go on and on and on. Who have sex better than Kenny. But I think I'm going to stay with Kenny because I really helped him out in his life. I help make sure he's up to go to work on time. I make sure he eats. I make love to him. And I'm going to stay with Kenny because of all that I bring to the table for Kenny, as opposed to what Kenny gives me. Let's live happily ever after, Kenny. And we all know that's some bullshit. You can say it. That ain't the way it works. That's not the way it works. That is not the way it works. I don't care what you say. You'll be ready to move on. You'll be kicking Kenny to the curb. That's the way it works. So you talk about a person being happier without you. And check this out. I saw a post where a young lady actually saw a guy out. They were out in an area, I don't know where it was, but the guy gets out of the car with another young lady and he goes into a place of business. I don't know what kind of building it was. But this young lady comes behind him and spray paints the car. You know what? You are a cheater, or, you know, she spray paints the car, right? And she takes out running. Okay, she leaves. So this is on video. I saw this on social media. This is how crazy we are. She devoted her precious time in spray painting that on the car. Now, up under the post, it made a statement. It said that the guy had been seeing this person while they were still together. And now that she decided to break up with this guy and that person that he was seeing just so happened to be trying to make it work. They're in a relationship now. And when they were getting out of the car, they seemed to be pretty happy. They seemed to be kind of laughing about something. She's smiling. And they walking in, right? They had it on video for this young lady to walk. I'm sorry, for this guy and this young lady to walk out of that building. And guess what they saw? They saw a car that was vandalized. Now, when you talk about someone being happier without you, now don't get me wrong. I am not. Kenny Talk is not overlooking the situation. I'm not overlooking the scenario of this guy seeing this other person and not being honest with you up front. I won't overlook that. I'm not naive, ladies. I'm not. But at the end of the day, if you see something that's working, don't devote your precious time into trying to right that wrong that was done to you by doing something wrong to them. That's a real solution for you, because I know it's a lot of ladies out there that's involved in situations or have been involved in situations, you know, and it's sad. So this vandalization of the car, what if there were cameras out there as it pertains to on the business, and the guy reports it to the police, and they pull the tape, and they see you spray painting the car or whatever, or busting the windows out or whatever you want to do to it, right? Now you in jail. Now it's a warrant for your arrest for for damaging this property. Why? Because he's happier without you. When you talk about a person being in this same situation, this person being happier without you, instead of focusing on, even at the time that you found out that this was the case, focusing on, you know, what am I not bringing to the table? What am I not bringing in your life? If you really want to be with that person. Now, if you catch him cheating or you or whatever and you could care less, then no, I wouldn't ask you to find out all this information. Move on. But if you really want to be with the person, don't be upset at the result of him cheating. Think about what actually led up to it. Think about what kind of skin you have in the game. That's one of the hardest things for us to do when we see that someone is happier without you. All right. Next point. I'm going to make this point. Next point I want to discuss on everybody. Before we go to the break, before we go to the Keeping It Real letter, because I'm gonna read the Keeping It Real letter. I'll let y'all know about that in a sec. But next point is going to be about when it comes to who you decide to be with next. When the person that you're with is that you used to be with is now happier without you. I wanted to put this out on social media, but I didn't get a chance to. You know what? I still might do it. I'm going to let y'all talk about it. I see people lighting up on Facebook. I want to hear from all my Facebook people tonight. Okay, here's the question. How would you feel if the person that you dated, that you were in a situation with, a sexual relationship with, or even at one point was engaged, let's even take it all the way being married. How would you feel if that person and you did not work out? Now, this is men or women. It did not work out. And after the breakup or after the divorce, that person finds themselves in a relationship or picking it with somebody that you know. Better yet, somebody that's in your family. Better yet, one of your friends, one of your associates. Let's talk about that real quick. How did that make you feel? Okay, I'm clicking on Facebook, and I'm gonna keep you anonymous, y'all. I'm not gonna do y'all like that. I mean, but y'all say this is cool. I want to share what you have to say. One young lady says she would feel betrayed. She says, I would feel betrayed, especially if the person knows who I am and knows about our history. So betrayed is a common word in this particular predicament. Violated, along the same line. Another young lady says she would feel violated. I got a guy saying, broke the man code. That's a man law. I know y'all watch a little show. Some of y'all probably watch the show that's on MTV, Guy Code. Saying you broke a man law by doing that. So if I'm a guy and I'm your friend, I see that you were in a relationship, that you had married to someone. Y'all don't work out. Y'all get a divorce. We go through in this final. And your ex-wife decides that she wants to kick it with me. For the most part, based on how we handle things, based on how we were raised, based on what we see on TV, based on what we see on social media, right? I would be 100% wrong to be with that person, be with your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend. If I know you, it'd be cool. Only thing I want to know is why. Let's talk about it from a lady's perspective, too. Your best friend runs into your ex. Conversation is real cool. He obviously is attracted to him. They exchange numbers. She's worried about how you're going to feel. Right? So my question is at this point, ladies, how would you feel if they hit it off? I got a young lady, and I'm going to read her just like she said. She said, I would be look at, I'm gonna read the one that I see that's different. So one that somebody that's different. That's a little bit along the lines of what I'm about to say. So I'm looking for somebody to go ahead and drop some game. Somebody to show a level of maturity. Uh-oh, I'm not insulting you. I'm keeping it real. I'm just thinking about it. All right. I don't see it, but so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and jump in. All right. When it comes to a person finding happiness with someone close to home, we have to grow to the point to where, guess what, that no longer impacts us. All right. That no longer impacts the way I feel about either one of those people. Because if I truly was concerned about a person's well-being or their happiness, or if I what I was saying earlier, unconditionally love this person without conditions, then who they decide to be with, it wouldn't matter. Who they decide to be with wouldn't matter. So my thing is I need everybody to understand that. I need everybody to understand that when it comes to, they say love is blind. They say love is blind. And if love is blind, then it shouldn't really matter. And if it shouldn't really matter, then what are we worried about? What are we so concerned about? Right? So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let me hear what y'all got to say. Y'all sound off. Let me go to Facebook real quick. On Facebook, here's what I hear. I got a young lady indicating that, check this out. She says that she don't care what I say when it comes to her best friend or anyone in her family dating her ex, she is going to feel some type of way. I'm going to feel like I've been disrespected because of our history. Okay. I got a guy, he keeping it real on here. He says that he'll feel like it's a violation because of the fact that we have a history together. And this is what he's plainly saying. He don't have an ex that he still can't sleep with. So it would be crazy for his friend to make that his main chick, because he know he can get it at any time. Wow. He know he can get it at any time is what he says. And how do y'all feel about that? Ladies, do you have an ex that can get it any time? Any truth to what he's saying, regardless of who you're dating? Now, I've actually saw this before to where women would get in a relationship with a new person or what have you. And then all of a sudden, the ex kind of peeks his head back into the picture, and they find themselves dealing with each other on a low. And they don't let the new guy know anything. And it might go on for a little while, then it'll stop, or it'll be kind of like an off and on thing. There's a lot of people that are in committed relationships, the so-called committed relationships, new relationships, where guess what? This is actually happening. And it may not be happening on a continuous basis, but they're going back and forth. They're caught at, like LaToya Lucky said, they torn in between, right? So what do you say about that? What do you say about the fact that the person is not happier without you? They are not happier without you. So you continue to stick your head in every now and then. Those that are just joining us, you're listening to The Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and this is Dollhouse Radio. That's how we do it every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Y'all make sure y'all join us. If you miss the show, you can always have them. You can always actually go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. You can actually listen to the show at any time, or if you add us as friends on Facebook, guess what? You can click on the link and listen to it whatever you want. We're going to go, and in just a moment, we're going to actually take a break, but I'm going to read a couple of more posts on Facebook, because what you guys have to say is important. What you guys say makes up the Can It Talk experience. It makes up the Real Relationship Show, and what it does is it helps in finding solutions. We want to find solutions to this particular problem that's actually, you know, it's plaguing a lot of old relationships and new relationships. So we got people that are dating people that their friends used to date, or they're not because of that. But what if that person and you are a great fit? What if that person learns you, knows you, understands you, and can take care of you like no one else? You'll be actually missing out all because of the fact that there is some type of history that you have, that person had or have with someone that you know. Now, a lot of times this happens in a lot of cities, a lot of communities, of course, because they're small and everybody know everybody. And there's a lot of crazy stuff go on. But I can recall hearing about people, especially like back in the day, where that would actually happen and nobody wouldn't really be upset. Because whatever decision that them two people make, they got to deal with it. That's on them. That's 100% on them. Right. All right. Happier Without You is what we actually discussing. We want everybody to get to the point to where there can be unconditional care for each other. We can be concerned about, guess what, this person being happy more so than about me making them happy. I'm going to say that again, because we feel like it's okay for you to be happy as long as I'm making you happy. But if I can no longer make you happy, then guess what? We got a problem. If I can no longer make you happy, then who cares about your happiness? And that's not unconditional, right? That's based on conditions. Or if I can't make you happy, I'm sad. I feel some type of way. I feel betrayed, you know. I feel certain ways when I'm not the one that's for you. Even though we tried, we made an attempt. We look at it like an attempt sometimes is just a promise. It's a commitment, right? And if that is the case, you have to understand it always don't work out in our favor. And if it always don't work out in our favor, we have to learn how to accept it as such and be ready to move on. Is it going to be easy? Nope. Is it gonna burn like Usher said? Is it going to burn? That's why Usher made the song Let It Burn. Is it going to burn? Absolutely. It's totally going to do that. I'm not saying that it's not going to do that. But what I am saying is that this is something that we have to be prepared for. This is something that happens every day in relationships. So when are we going to get to the point to where we mature to the level of being able to do what? Accept this. I like to call it unconditional acceptance. That's a term or a word. It's a word that I made up. Well, I didn't make them up. I just kind of put them together. Unconditional acceptance. You want to accept that person for who they are. Right? Even if the condition surrounding who they are doesn't benefit you. All right, that's just you. You do your thing, right? If a person is happier without us, we have to just be able to accept it, right? And once again, I'm not saying it's going to be simple. It's definitely not going to be simple. It's something that you have to condition your mind in order to be able to do. Yeah. So that's a little bit of a solution I wanted to drop on y'all when it comes to, guess what, somebody being happier without you, somebody that's no longer in a relationship with you, somebody that's at the point to where they're like, you know what, I'm happier on this side, I'm being fulfilled on that side. And that's what we got to make sure we understand, that if that is the case, accept it and let's move on. We can't be mad at nobody for who they want to be with. Boy, and I'm looking at Facebook. Boy, I'm getting a lot of, boy, I know they pissed off at me tonight. What? I mean, what can I say? What can I say, ladies and gentlemen? Let me get everything taken care of. We're going to take a real quick break. And we're going to be back fast, so you can say Cat in the Hat. But I do want to make sure I let y'all know I do see you on Facebook. I do see you. And it's a lot of statements that y'all making, but a lot of it kind of already ties in. So I'm not ignoring you or nothing like that, okay? I appreciate it, right? You're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience, on we're on Dollhouse Radio. That's what we are. That's exactly what we are. So let me get everything pulled back up. I got a letter that I'm going to read to you guys. And it's the Keeping It Real letter. We want to hear what you got to say. But before I do that, I'm going to jump on the phone line real quick. Let me get everything said. I'm going to jump on the phone line because I want to hear from some of the people that have been holding. I'm sorry. Now I'm back over. I'm looking at the studio. There's been a couple of people been kind of holding. So what I want to hear what y'all got to say. I'll start with the third caller, and then what I'll do is I'm going to go take a quick break because we got to prepare. All right, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we'll start with area code 678-365. 678-365. You're on the Kenny Talk Experience. What say you about the topic?
Hey, how you doing? This is Q calling from the Bay Area. You know, you touched on a couple of things, but I'll start with the most recent. When you say that a person dating and their experience, a lot of people are trying to control other people. A lot of people really don't want the experience of love.
Yeah.
When you listen to people talk a lot of times about their dating experience, they don't talk from the standpoint of being a giver. They talk from the standpoint of being a taker, no matter what gender they are. Then you get those same people come up and complain, and you gave the example of a friend who don't want her sister to date this other person or whatever the case may be. That's a taker mentality. And that's why a lot of people in the urban experience are losing, because these other people, these other cultures, they're thinking legacy. Many a time they don't even like each other. Many a time they got arranged marriages, but they got an agenda. And their agenda is to see the children succeed. So anytime somebody falls in love with dating, they're falling in love with the crack cocaine of dating, the sex, the control.
Yeah.
Let me say this last point. It's kind of like when you look at some homosexual relationships. Why do they have a different boyfriend, girlfriend every other couple of weeks, couple of months? It's like, wow, are y'all just flipping in bed left and right? And let's not get on them. Let's say the straight people, same thing. Why is it that you got two or three different people that you're dealing with, but you're still crying about you can't find nobody serious? Because we fall in love with dating. And dating is something we can control until we get old and tired and be that old man on the bus who can't get nobody no more. Or we're that old woman on the bus who can't get nobody no more. Then all of a sudden we want to say, God, what happened? And matter of fact, we even point our finger at God and say, it's your fault. You didn't bring me nobody. But we forget about the 100 people we passed up.
You made some very good points, man. You really did, Q. I think we do enter dating from a selfish perspective, as it's about what I can get out of it, you know. And then when you talk about what do you bring to the table? One of people's favorite things to say is well, I bring loyalty. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna deal with you and only you, right? When you look at that from a woman's perspective, when you talk about bringing loyalty, to me, I think. Every woman, I think it's in a woman's DNA to be loyal, I think. Now, you got some that are cut from a different cloth, Q. You got some that what we like to call party girls, good time girls, or girls that are just simply not interested in that at this point in their life, this period in their life. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. But it makes me feel like at the end of the day, for a woman to say that she's going to bring loyalty to the table, it's like it has to be something else, because you got so many women that want to be loyal to one person, right? Back to what you were saying about just being unselfish, being really looking at it from a sex perspective as far as what I can get out of it, as opposed to really looking at it from a legacy perspective. We're not going to do that because of the fact that we're takers. We're not going to give that because we do date. We do have relationships. We do hang out with. We kick it with. We be friends with people, all based on conditions. That's the case. That's just what it is. So I totally agree with you. I'm going to take a real quick break, real quick, Q. I'm going to put you back on hold. You said some real cool information, man. So what we're going to do is, after we come back from this real quick break, it's going to be time for me to kind of focus. You know what? I'm not going to do the keeping it real part this time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to jump right into the other perspective that I wanted to speak on when it comes to someone being happier without you when you decide to move on. Okay? We'll be back fast so you can say Cat in the Hat only on Dollhouse Radio. I am Kenny Talk.
1 minute you the best, okay. The next you my ex, okay. I swear you try me on purpose, I swear we need a ref, okay. But baby I am a champion, lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left, lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
All myself and this nigga acting cute, bedroom like a boxing ring, at each other's necks all day, talking all this
shit,
trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face, keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moon la la. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Just give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me out the side. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my money. Not to Rihanna while the whole club fucking wasted. Every time I drop, I am the only thing you're playing. In a drop top, do 100, y'all in my rearview mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my money. Money. Pay me what you want it.
Style House Radio, home of the indie artists and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email DollhouseRadio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
I know I said that we weren't gonna do keeping it real, but I read this. I don't have to read the entire thing. I chose this because it ties directly into where we're going right now. So I'm gonna just tell you exactly what the question that the young lady is asking. Okay. One of our listeners.
that way because maybe they feel like you did them wrong. That's why there's no closure. But what do you say about that? For the guy, for the guys that feel like they just are not in a place to accept a woman, or, you know, whether it's your ex, your girlfriend, whether it's your baby, your baby moms, however you want to call it, right? Regardless of which one it is, you have to, if you cannot seem to accept that person being with someone else, if you cannot seem to accept that person being happy without you, you need to do some soul searching. A lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, they don't let go, or they don't want to see you happier with someone else out of fear. A lot of them, that's all they had was you. So now that you stepped off, they don't feel like they can move on. They don't feel like they can pretty much handle life, handle their situations without you being there. And before you just think on, hey, you know what, he don't want to see me happy or she don't want to see me happy, I want you to think about how they're feeling, think about it from that perspective. It's a cold dating world out there. And when you talk about it from a woman's perspective, women like to be around a man that makes them feel comfortable. Or in general, women like to feel comfortable. That's one of the hardest things to do in dating, especially when you meet someone, someone walks up to you, hey, introduce themselves, my name is, hey, I think you're kind of cute, I'd like to get to know you a little better. You talk on the phone with this person, and you decide to go out on the first date with them. You got to understand, from a woman's perspective, she is not comfortable with this guy, for the most part. And when a woman is not comfortable, she's not going to be able to let her hair down. If she can't let her hair down, she can't really, really enjoy herself, right? If she can't really enjoy herself, then she's really not going to be happy dealing with that person. But if she has a guy or ex that she was comfortable with, happy, but she can let her hair down, he made her feel like the world was at her fingertips, and he decides to move on, that could be hurtful. That could. I think about that Beyonce song, Ring the Alarm. She was saying, the lyrics were, if I let you go, you know, the next chick is going to profit from what I actually did. Right? I can't let you go. Right? I cannot move on. I can't let you be happy without me. That's a sad thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show tonight. I hope you picked up something, because I sure tried to put it down. I hope you picked up what I was putting down. It's about that time for the final thought, right? I enjoy the final thought so much. Do you? Well, I got something special coming up with the final thought. Yeah. We go hard. All House Radio's on. Kenny Talk. Remember to join us every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. only on Doll House Radio. Instagram, Kenny Talk _. You can see all of the colorful, nice posts that I like to post. Where I piss people off, I make people laugh, I make people happy. I create a lot of dialogue. And we're doing some big things. It's about that time now for what I like to call, y'all already know what's up. It's a little bit of spoken word that I've done. A little bit of spoken word. Hope y'all have some exciting plans for the weekend. Because the weekend is coming. Hope y'all are sick. Alright. The final thought goes as follows. There are so many that believe
taking love without condition. They got upset when I said unconditional love don't exist. You have ever felt some type of way and your ex happy with their new lover? Then you should understand the reason why I say this. Our lover's happiness is not important unless we're making them happy. And when you're not able to do this, you feel hurt. We hope that they feel regret. I'm crawling back to us instead of wishing that their next relationship works. In 2015, we have to elevate how you love. It has to be more about the person than ourselves. It has to be more about what we add instead of what we take away, like the excitement of the ring and wedding bell. And we have to be open to the possibility that our sex leave may not make our lover act the way we want. They might move on to the next and be happier without you. Not give a damn if you agree or if you don't. I hope y'all picked up what I was putting down. It's another great show. I hope you guys learned a little bit. I'm sure I learned a lot. I want to thank the caller Q for calling in. I want to thank Phoenix for writing in. Y'all keep doing that. KennyTalk69@gmail.com. Send me an email. And remember, everybody, all about what you're willing to accept. It's all about what you want. What I mean by that? It's all about what. Don't base your relationship off others as far as what other people think. Find out the reason why you can't let go of that person and be happier without you. The person that won't let you go and let you be happy without them, find a way to dig in to find closure. Find a way to see what type of skin you got in the game. Try to understand their thinking. It's a real relationship talk show. Salute to all the fellas out there. You, everybody else that's listening. To all the ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And we're going to keep banging them out. Keep banging them out. That's how we're going to do. Dollhouse Radio is on the Real Relationship Talk Show.